Good morning to you. 7:32 from our studios. We're good to go this morning with big stories on the papers on dailies today. I am Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
You can watch us on Facebook and also on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch on those two platforms. Let's start with the Vanguard page 8 this morning. ASUU strike FG make U-turn on no work, no pay policy, proposes 23.5% salary increment for lecturers.
Yes, I heard you this morning, Sheriff, at 5 o'clock, and I appreciated people's contribution. But one thing we need to understand is that one of the problems we have is a bad attitude to education itself and not seeing it as our priority. One of the things that will definitely solve, because if, look, by the time you think you have solved this crisis, another one is going to erupt. For as long as you have the disruptions in the reward system that we have, one of the problems we have about salaries and whatever is not so much who is being paid what, but the disparity. You can't run away from it. The politicians can't pay themselves humongous amounts, and then those who labor day and night, you pay them peanuts. It's not going to be acceptable. It is jolly well not going to be acceptable. Why can the professor not get the same amount of the same remuneration and take home as a senator, like it happens in civilized countries? You don't have that kind of gap. You see, so until you have a total overhaul, so it's not a function of paying them 800,000 or whatever the value is. It's 800,000 in the midst of what? As a professor is getting 800,000, what is the senator getting? What is the chairman of the local government getting? What is the pension plan of the governor? What does the judge get? What are the priorities that we have? We should have education, health. Okay, legal, teaching. Well, that goes under education. So it's the disparity that is the problem. It's not so much how much you pay, whether you double or triple or multiply the salaries by five. It is the gap budget. And that's what I had hoped the president would look at critically. By the way, the president's style of governance, I hope we'll see no more in 2023. One committee to examine another committee after another committee. Why don't we know? Femi Adesina and what's the other gentleman's name? Should tell us, what does the president himself think about this matter? What is burning in his heart? That is why I'm going to say again, and I will never tire of saying, in 2023, you need a hands-on president. You heard what Jonathan that we so much criticized and changed for this man. You heard how he said he handled it. But the truth is, I would have thought the government would say, look, this is a time for us to overhaul the system. Let's look at the remuneration down the line. So that everything is at par. And how come we don't have a National Assembly that is ready to make any sacrifice? People are saying lecturers should go back to work. Go back to work on what? You should tell the people you voted into power also to make certain sacrifices. We need to get real. I heard somebody saying this morning how much a professor in Uganda is paid. It's about $4,000. Here it's about not even up to $1,000. What are we talking about here? And let me explain something to people. You see, it's one thing, like they say, it's one thing for your child to go through the four walls of a university. It's another thing for the four walls to go through your child. Everybody is in a hurry. Let them go. Let them graduate. At the end of the day, you will still suffer for it. So it's not so much children going to university. It's the quality of what they bring out that is crucial. And we need to understand that. Let them just go. It's not enough for your child just to have a BSc or a BA at the back of his name. It's the quality. And you can see, slowly but surely, the quality has been on a decline. There is no way, like Sheriff said this morning, you would have to scrap one session. I don't believe that you can back them up. They've been down for about 6-7 months.
Yes.
You can't do 7 months work in 1 month. No.
How do you want to do that?
How do you want to do that?
And how do you even want to get the best out of such people?
Yes. So let us try and make that sacrifice here for a better tomorrow. the ASUU should insist on what they want, and then all of us should join them. And like I said, I'm surprised. I don't understand. The Labour Congress, all of them, should be involved in all this. You don't bind ASUU to the Philistines. We should all be saying that, look, let's look at the remuneration system that we have. You know, it's lopsided. That's where the cocoa is.
So there's another cocoa, right? There are other university unions who agreed to the offers of the government, the NASU, the SANU, the NAT. These are all labor unions in the university system, leaving, you know, ASUU alone to keep fighting.
If I were ASUU, let them go and teach the children. Most of them came from civil service. I mean, so let them go and teach the children. Do you know what it is to be a professor? I'm not even talking about the academics, the things that you need to do, the research, the things that should be at your fingertips. Yeah. You should be going for at least one conference a year, preferably 2-3. You should be able to say that, look, we should be able to second the professor from University of Lagos to go teach them in Korea. Have we forgotten? The revered Wole Soyinka was a professor. He was a lecturer. I mean, come on. We've produced geniuses in this country through the university system. So let's for those who are parents, let's just persevere and get this thing. Let us get it done properly and back ASUU to the hilt. But I think that the overall... Because, look, if we continue with this kind of lopsided system that we have, we are just begging the issue. Yes, you will have graduates, you churn out graduates, but what quality will they be? How committed will the... A lecturer should have nothing disturbing him apart from family problem. Mm. Because he needs to think, he needs to do research and pack the knowledge onto other children. The same goes for education. Look at teachers, look at the way we treat our teachers. I remember, for example, when I did my A-levels in Aetoro, all the teachers were housed. We had staff quarters, bungalows, duplexes, and so the teachers could concentrate and teach us properly. Now we treat them with so much disdain. We treat them, and mark you, we will pay dearly for it, and we are paying dearly for it now. Look at the quality of the people that you have in governance and everywhere. It's on the decline. Don't say anything.
What do you think about the no work, no pay?
Who's going to take that? Because what they are doing themselves is a sacrifice. The work they are doing being on strike is a sacrifice. Don't let's go there. How will you say no work, no pay? You won't pay them. Well, you've been paying them peanuts, and you won't even pay them for the 7 months.
You're saying they didn't work, no work.
Let the government continue now. You won't pay them. Mm. I hear you.
Okay.
Lecturers are not like those in government who we know have their hands in the cookie jar. It's easy for them to say. Look, there is no, you can't see any fire in what is going on. It is one committee after ultimatum, committee. For God's sake, what does our president think? Our leader we voted in, what does he think? Is he thinking like us? Does he have our pain? Jonathan, that we ousted for him, said he solved the problem in his own time within one day. Why can't the president not do the same? It's always one committee. And by the way, I'm sure you know the concept about committee. Committee means come eat. Come eat. Was it Madam who called in? Madam Gloria. They will get sitting allowance. This will get, put them in hotel. 4 weeks, they sleep between committee. It's come eat. Committee, come eat. Come eat.
Come shop.
Come shop.
Okay. Let's stay with the Vanguard away from page. Let's go to page 10 now. Lagos records 30 collapsed buildings in 7 months. 30.
Well, we hope we've seen the last of. I don't think we have. As we speak, I haven't seen anywhere that the government has told us who owned the building that went down in Oniru. And that is very crucial. I've not seen anywhere that he's been arrested or that he's wanted. We haven't seen anything happen. This thing happened on Sunday. Today is Wednesday. Again, we call on the Commissioner for Information to please give us this. Who owns this building? Who owns it? There must be somebody. Who was the guy? Who is the developer? We have nothing to show here that there's any attempt at all to bring anybody to justice in this matter. Meanwhile, we have a minimum of 6 persons dead. And I am sure by the time they uproot the debris, you could find 2 or 3 more bodies. I think it's unfortunate. See, one of the things that holds the society together is that thing that says that if you commit a crime, you will not get away with it. Every human being has a tendency to commit a crime.
That's right.
And that includes me.
That's right. That's right.
If I know that I can jump a light and I will not be caught, there are no cameras, I will jump that light. That's human nature.
It's human nature, yeah.
So the only thing is for us to say that, look, if you commit a crime, in the Western world, it takes you 40 years. I remember one man, the man was about 90-something, was on his dying bed in the hospital. They brought him forward to come and face World War charges about 5 years ago. But we don't do that. And this is elite. Where this happened, where this place was built, in a high-profile area, only the elite could own a property like that. So why? How come we don't know who he is? How come we are not setting an example with him? See, the Koyi one we knew because the man died on the spot there. Mm-hmm. Why can't the authorities tell us, and they have a name in their file? You can't say you're investigating to find out his name is in your file.
Unless
what?
Unless if the person did not go through the government before putting something like that.
No, he would have. Come on. The you would have a name. Okay, the building had been, yes, that's a funny guy. You can't build a house in a place like Oniru. He would have submitted something initially. And the house, they would definitely have a name. What about the land? Wouldn't he have a COO? What kind of bizarre unless is that?
So this is you're thinking because, you know, because of the person, the kind of person you are.
Yes.
This is Lagos.
Oh, so
people put up structure.
No, are you telling me that somebody will put up a structure in a high-brow area like Oniru and will not be
known? No, I'm not even talking about Oniru now. I'm just saying that unless.
I'm talking about this one now.
I'm saying you generally
could,
in Lagos.
No, you could do right? that. You could do that in the remote areas, probably. Not
in that kind of place.
Not in that kind of place.
If that person is well-connected.
After Banana Island, that's where you have the most expensive properties, and Ikoyi. VI is next.
If that person is well connected,
that's why it's even better for you to make a sacrifice. Once you make an example out of him, maybe people will stop this. Because continually all you do is, we are going to get the developer, we are going to get the builder, and nothing is heard. Every time it happens, and that's why we continue to lose lives.
We play poker with people's lives.
Yes, and don't forget, had this building be fully put up, it could still have gone down with people inside it.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we are lucky that it's gone down during construction. It could have been finished, painted, and if it goes down at that point, there would have been
the people. The casualty inside. Would have been massive.
And there are some buildings. Because I kept telling Philip, I kept pointing to this building that, Philip, this building is not well constructed. It's going to go down. There are some buildings in the neighborhood that the government also needs to take a second look at, especially the very tall, high-rise ones, 6-7 floors. You need to take a look. There's one that is just been constructed. You can see from the balcony that it's chipping. You know, you know what I mean by chipping?
Yeah,
it's coming off, which means that probably the mix of the cement and the whatever, there's been some compromise. There's a lot of work to be done, and we should please place a premium on human lives. If you think you are immune, you are staying in your own comfortable home, what about if you are driving past or you are walking past and the building comes down?
Yeah.
What about if you had to go see somebody?
Exactly. I was going to say that human movement is unpredictable sometimes.
It's unpredictable. You never know where you'll find yourself.
You could be at the wrong place, yes. You know, at any time.
I think that if the government is serious, but I'm surprised that after yesterday's program, they still haven't. I think you should put a call through to the commission.
Why are you always saying I should put a call? Why are you always asking me to put a call through to
them? It's you now, you.
Yeah, I'm a kokwataki now. You can do this.
No, that's why I have to be careful. You know, you are the one. You know, you can always run to Ibadan.
But you know, this is a joke taken too far.
It's a joke taken too far.
This amount of building collapse shouldn't be tolerated. I think it's a state of emergency, and it's a huge
failure. One of the reasons why this has happened this far is because we failed to punish those involved.
That's why I said
let the government come and tell us, give us a list of those who've been charged and those who have been successfully prosecuted in cases like this.
I don't think there's ever going to be something
like
that.
Which would include, by now, we should even have the names of the civil servants who are involved in this enterprise.
Right,
right. Because we should be asking ourselves, when the building was sealed, what followed? Where did that guy get the confidence to continue building after it was sealed? Who was the person who interfered in that process? And somebody was saying yesterday, the commissioner has resigned. I leave that one. We know how it works. Probably get a juicier. If 2023 comes through now, it moves on to federal. Enough is enough. We can't keep having our people die at will. Enough is enough. Let's put a value. A human life is a human life. It has value in the eyes of man and God, except those who have no human feeling.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so we would like to ask the government, can you tell us who owns this building and what you have done with him or her?
And what you've done with the other buildings that have collapsed.
Let's know. There's nothing wrong. Tell us what it is now. Or is there more than meets the eye? Because look, the truth is, Lagos State's biggest problem is compromise and political interference. Even at the judicial level, administratively.
There's too much, but
too much interference politically and influential. You know, influential from so and so is interested. Chief something is interested. Ask your friends who are judges. Some of the pressures that some of them face. You say, this is interested. He has an interest. Like God bless my friend late Elias. He would always say to me, "You don't know the mind of the judge. You don't go by the law. You look at the mind of the judge who is on the opposite side." That's why I find everybody running to sands. Don't let's go there. I don't want to.
That's another rougher
fight.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, Governor, please. And by the way, this is an aside. Governor, please take a ride to Ijora. It's an eyesore. Ijora, take a ride to Ijora and see what is going on in Ijora, sir. With due respect, it is a complete eyesore. Or if you're coming from Apapa, Ijora on the left and under the bridge, that your predecessor had done it up, he painted it, flared it, and so on. Now I had the misfortune of taking the place. I parked on one side and had to throw up. It is an eyesore, sir.
Indeed.
Please. Whilst we think that we are going to look for foreign investments, what do you want foreigners to come and see in Lagos? Because the governor said he just came back from America. Fair enough. But what are they going to come and see in Lagos? This rot? In Ijora?
Um, 7:50 is the time. Let's take this one from Vanguard. 2023, trouble for Nigeria if power goes to North Pandef.
I don't like to hear that kind of nonsense. Election is a game of numbers and influence. If you have a candidate you are backing, you can't put a knife to anybody's head and say that our laws allow any North or South. Go out there and fight for it. So I'm sorry, I'm not with Pandef on this. By now, Pandef should know how to play politics within Nigeria. They're not in isolation. So to threaten everybody that if the power goes to the North, you're going to do this and go to do that, you're not playing the right politics. Nobody can threaten us. Nobody can threaten us. It is the majority that will decide what will happen. And if by accident or whatever, the power goes to the North, so be it. I don't think threatening people is going to help, because what they're saying here is that there will be a problem for Nigeria if power was retained in the North. Supposing the PDP candidate who is from the North that is thrown up. So what's going to happen? We're going to start another civil war because we voted somebody from the North? Let's quickly put that thing out. And the way things are going, our politicians need to be careful. You demonize candidates because they are from one part of the country. You want to set people against each other, you know, all because you want to be president. I sometimes wonder, president over what kind of country? A burning country? This is politics, and this is real dirty politics. And this kind of politics will reverberate. It will have its downsides. And please, for you out there, voting for somebody who comes from your area doesn't solve your problem. What it does is that it solves the problem of the elite in your area. It doesn't come down to you. And if you want to spend the whole of your life being bible to them, good luck to you. Vote for who will make your life better. Whether he's from the east, he's from the west, he's from the Niger Delta. It's funny. We had somebody from Pandelta, from Niger Delta. We had a president from Niger Delta. He was president for about 6 years. Who fought for Jonathan when it looked as if somebody was going to put a spanner in the works, when he wasn't going to be recognized? It wasn't just from the South South.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody, I'm not from the South South. All of us put up our gloves and said, no, he must be president. Mm-hmm. So don't let's go there. Can't we, for God's sake, have issue-based politics? Somebody is instigating this. Somebody is instigating
this. It's Pandef.
No, it's not like that.
Who is somebody, instigating it?
I don't know, but somebody is instigating this.
Okay.
Why are you asking me?
No, because it's Pandef.
Pandef, look.
Let me have the, let me, please help me with
what
the paper.
No, it's my paper. Put it,
I just wanted to remember the grandpa's name. I'll get it now. Please, what's his name again? Okay, I can't find his name here.
No, his name is not there.
Okay, it's Ken Robinson that he put there, but it's not Ken Robinson.
Oh,
it's a papa's name that.
But papa would never say that.
Ah, papa would say it too.
No, papa would never say that. I've known papa since he was commissioner for education.
Papa would say
commissioner for information way back in the '70s. He would never.
So Ken cannot say this without the approval of papa.
Papa would not say that.
Oda Mutibo. But papa would say it, yeah. Why we rejected PDP's cola money in Nsukka Anglican Diocese? This story is in Vanguard.
Well, I like this one. I like this one. And the Nsukka Anglican, you know Governor, is it Ayade? He also offered the Methodist Church.
Oh,
I think he offered them, was it 25 million, something like that. And they told him that, take the money. We thank you for your money. Take the money. Go and pay salaries of those who you are owing. Yes, that was about 2-3 months ago. And now this country is changing bit by bit. It means that what some of us are doing here is not in vain. People are beginning to realize.
It's encouraging.
They told it publicly. They told him, grab the mic and said, we donate this money for you to go and pay salaries. The man walked out with his tail. So this one now, they rejected 2 million cola brought by the PDP in Enugu State because it was against the principles of the church. The diocese also said that the rejection was not to malign the party or its candidate, adding that he prayed and equally counseled the candidates to engage in issue-based campaign. Of course, in the media, it was reported that the money was 10 million, but Venerable Ike Ugu rejected the money and said that the money rejected was just 2 million. So, maybe the candidate gave them 10. By the time they butchered it, everybody take his own, whatever. It's gone down to two.
It's gone to two.
I know it's already seated, but yeah. if the doctors had taken it, that the candidate wouldn't know.
Yeah,
he'd be thinking to himself, I've given these people 10 million. And the other people will be saying, he gave us 2 million. Isn't that nice? But one day, I should hear two. That's it.
It always comes out.
It always comes out.
Mm. Court grants Ogun Speaker others bail over alleged fraud.
Well, now that the man has been granted bail, I hope he will do the decent thing, what Yorubas call omoluabi, and just step aside. It is bad enough that a speaker of the state should be in the dock. That act alone, that act is dishonorable. It is sad that the speaker a speaker is like third in line. If you have the governor, the deputy governor, it's the speaker. He's third in line. Would now be in the dock with his hands behind his back. That's what Yoruba say. Okawasa in the Wajo Adajo. his hands behind his back. I think he needs to do. It's not that you are guilty, sir. Or we know that these things do happen, but the fact that you found yourself as speaker in the dock, at the very least, sir, just step aside and let your deputy. After the tenure is almost over, and it will also give you time to concentrate on your case.
Right, right. We must go now. What's coming up? At who is coming on the album today?
Chinedu.
Oh, Chinedu will be here.
He wants to reply.
Nice. Mrs. Fachano.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The dreaded Mrs. Fachano.
That's awesome. That's 9 the album Daily Digest coming on 9 today. Thank you so much for coming, Ryan.
Okay. See you.
Lagos, thank you for tuning in. Let's take the news. After the news, Road to 2023 is next.
They don't disconnect your line sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you no worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps so you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number. +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you're not going to get national.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.